Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a comfort to look a little bit further afield maybe and look at some of the troubles that other countries have, because goodness, we've got enough of them here of our own in South Africa. We wanted to get a little bit of an update with regard to what has been going on in terms of the inquiry following the January 6th events that took place in the United States, of course, last year. Was it last year? Was it 2 years? No, it was last year, right? Because I've noticed ever since COVID, time is just a little bit elastic, so I could be a little bit wrong. Either way, John Day is the founder and owner of the law offices of John Day. We've chatted with him before. John, thank you for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Of course. Good morning. How are you, Howard? Good to be with you.
It is great to chat to you. So there's been an ongoing inquiry, right? And the whole idea is to try and figure out what actually happened, what went wrong, how this could have taken place in the United States, because this is not something that anybody really would have believed.
That's correct. And it's been divisive. It's been, the division has been maintained ever since then. And you've got the two sides, you know, one side addressing it as an insurrection and the other downplaying that as protest that perhaps spilled into some vandalism and violence. But you know, it's very divisive still, and there's been this recent release of tens of thousands of hours of extra video from what happened on the Capitol on January 6th.
So, I mean, it's a whole different discussion, I guess, but you've used the word divisive a few times. What is remarkable is that it doesn't appear as though lessons have been learned around this. Americans, from an external perspective, and I know it's sometimes quite annoying when people outside of the United States comment on this, things like this, but from an external perspective, it seems as though nuance and measure has been lost a little bit within American politics. It's there or it's there. There's such a divide that it's almost difficult to see nuance. And I would have thought that an event like January 6th would have led to people on both sides of the aisle saying, hold on a minute, we're doing something wrong here. How do we pull this back? How do we reintroduce respect and nuance into our conversation and dialogue? But it appears not to have happened.
Well, I think that would be the logical and the rational expectation, but this is new for us. You know, this is not something that that any of us had anticipated or experienced. I think Americans had a sense of, well, this happens in other countries, but it would never happen here. And yet it's a brand new concept that you have to wrap your head around. If you are an American who sort of expected that there would be this orderly transition at election time.
Right. So what is the new footage that you've referred to that people have gone through? What does it indicate?
Right. Well, it is security camera footage from inside the Capitol building. We had all been, for the last, you know, months and months, we'd been seeing what had been previously released, which showed almost everything that was contained in that was the violent acts of the people inside the Capitol. The new footage is perhaps a broader context. It shows some of the violence, but it also shows, you know, camera angles where there was no violence, there was no vandalism, and people on one side are saying, well, look, this shows that maybe it wasn't as violent as we had been told. But I think even coming from the Capitol Police Force, there's been a strong pushback saying, no, look, this was very violent, there was a lot of damage, and you can't cherry pick a video that shows, you know, what may be a calm activity and say that reflects what really happened. So it's really stirred this back up when I think a lot of people thought it had maybe been put to rest a little bit.
What is the purpose of this? You know, there's an acceptance of by everybody, I would imagine, that this wasn't acceptable. This isn't the way that this functions in the United States. What is the point of of the continual examination of every aspect of it in order to create this narrative?
Well, you know, that basically the two sides are taking it for their own purposes. I mean, I think, you know, whereas you might want to say, I think that on the left, you've got the Democratic Party saying, look, we've got to take lessons from this to ensure that this doesn't happen again. We have to ensure that our election transitions are peaceful, and we have to be careful to watch out for violence during election time. On the right, you have a lot of the Republican Party saying, look, this is a reflection of a dissatisfaction with the current system, and these people are just, they're people who are dissatisfied, and they felt that they weren't being listened to. And, you know, their leader at that time was Donald Trump. And, you know, it depends on, at the end of the day, what your takeaway from that is. But, you know, there's still the legal process going on where he could conceivably be charged in connection with his actions.
How much of this has got to do with the fact that he wants to, well, he has thrown his hat into the ring? If he hadn't, and if he had decided to live out the rest of his days on a golf course in Florida or wherever that might be, do you think we would see the same level of focus on this event?
No, Dan, it's a good question. I don't think so. I think obviously it's, what you see is this stirring this up again. Mm-hmm. And, I think the issue is, from his perspective, it's beneficial. I mean, he's got a very strong, solid percentage of Republican voters who are going to be with him no matter what. And that is the reality. And and his support is extremely solid, and it doesn't budge.
Where does this, unfortunately we don't have a lot of time, but where does this go now? What is the process, to continue this investigation and finally put it to rest?
Well, there are multiple, law enforcement investigations. There's a potential for, more charges to be brought, but I think, you know, this isn't going to be over anytime soon, and I think the divisiveness, is going to continue on into the next election.
John Day, before I let you go, I want to pay you a compliment, because the whole way through, I've been trying to figure out which side of the aisle you sit on, and I haven't been able to do that. And it's very rare in an interview, often with Americans, and I don't mean to be disparaging, but when you talk about the political issues, it's very rare to not have that come through very, very strongly. And the whole way through this interview, I haven't been able to figure that out. So well done to you. That is a big compliment.
Always good to talk to you, Howard. Look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Likewise. It is 8:44. That's John Day. John is a founder and owner of the law offices of John Day. And I say that quite seriously, because this is such a divisive issue, and American politics being so divisive, as we know, this is not something that we should take for granted.